Radio City. Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
It's 6:30 on a Monday evening. A very good evening to you from Alan Irwin, in for Steve Hoversall, who's enjoying, so he tells me, a well-earned break. I'm delighted to have the company of Graham Sharp, as always, the ubiquitous Graham Sharp. And Mark Lawrenson is in for Aldo, who's sunning himself probably in a better climate.
As well. As well.
As well. As, yeah. So, delighted to be here. Don't know what on earth we're going to talk about, because...
Your Liverpool jumper might get mentioned, to be fair.
No.
Liverpool and Everton weren't in action.
FA Cup.
Got to be the FA Cup.
We've got plenty to debate. The Blues are back from Dubai. Liverpool are back from La Manga. The under-23s are in action tonight. Rumours of a new goalkeeper for Everton. Lallana's contract due to be extended for Liverpool. And we can talk about the FA Cup that took place over the course of the weekend without Everton and Liverpool and look forward to that quarter-final tie between Chelsea and Manchester United. I'm sure both of our interested parties here will have something to say on what happened over the course of the weekend. So we want your calls, of course. 01514720967 is the number to call if you want to chat to the legends on this Monday evening. So good evening.
Oh, we've got to start. There's a big game tonight.
There is a big game.
And it's
game
not
tonight.
Arsenal. Come on, tell us about it.
There's a big game at Goodison Park tonight because Everton under-23s are in action against Southampton. And for those supporters not going to Goodison Park this evening, you can watch the under-23s online tonight and raise money for a special cause. In fact, it's free to get in tonight, isn't it? But they're looking for donations, of course. The squad are looking to raise £230,000 this year to combat homelessness in Liverpool by providing supported living for young people aged between 16 and 23. Kickoff is under half an hour away. It's 7 o'clock. You can watch the game live on Everton TV for a £3.99 donation, so not too much at all. Visit evertonfc.com/under23live to make your donation and to book your live stream. Or if you want to donate directly to the campaign, you can go on to justgiving.com/Everton under 23s. They're clear at the top as well, aren't they?
They are, they're winning, but you know, it's interesting as well because we've got so many players out on loan who would be involved in that. You know, we spoke to Mark before. Tyce Browning's at Preston, Conley's at Wigan, so they're losing a few players, but you know, their form has been good. You know, it's a game at home. I think the last time they tried something like this, they got about 6,000, you know, a couple of years ago against United.
Can can you play over age in it?
Yeah,
they're allowed. Three, is it three?
I think it was three. Is it two now?
I'm not
Might
sure.
Three.
I'm not even sure whether there'll be any of them over age tonight.
You don't see many of the first team squads now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
In the under-23s now, do you?
That's the thing. Listen, if you don't play in the first team, you don't play. They have these bounce games, don't they, where there's no tackling.
If you're coming back from injury, you should play in a game like that, shouldn't you?
You should want to play. You should want to play. We've been over this before, but if you didn't play in the first team, you were disappointed, but you play in the reserves, and if the reserves didn't have a game, you'd play for the A team.
Of course you would.
And then you wanted to play because you trained all week. And this is the thing. You know, players go weeks, months without getting 90 minutes under their belt. You know, they're getting half an hour here or 10 minutes here. Crazy.
Sharpie, look at the back of the programme, see how many players both clubs have got, and you're kind of thinking, where do they play?
Squad lists.
When do they play? It's mad.
Where were you at the weekend then, Laura?
I was Wigan Preston. That was Saturday afternoon. That was a labour of love.
A goalless draw.
Yeah, missed a pen after 10 minutes.
Goalkeeper did well on that rebound, didn't he?
Yeah. And then I had the misfortune of watching the Manx yesterday at Blackburn Rovers. Blackburn Rovers did okay. I said to Sharpie, there were eight players out, three suspended, five injured, who would all have started. So they did all right. And they nearly nicked a draw at the end. But obviously, your man sent on the insurance policy, didn't he? Pogba and Ibrahimovic. Yeah. And in fairness, the Pogba, as soon as he came on, the game just was completely different, and he just took it up to another level in terms of the pace. Blackburn was shot then.
And the draw throughout United.
Well, I saw that was the other thing. I was waiting in the tunnel to do something afterwards, and the PR guy from Man United met Jose. He'd obviously just done one of the press conferences in one of the room, the interview room, and he just heard him say Chelsea away. Well, if I'd had a camera, well, I'd have my phone. The picture of his face was fantastic.
But it's amazing when you look at the teams that are through. You know, you've got Chelsea, Man United, you've got Tottenham, you've got probably Arsenal tonight. Yeah,
and Man City.
Manchester City. Yeah. So yeah.
We say this every year, don't we? And we say about all leaving players out, and then who's in the final?
Well, that happens all the time. The only clubs outside of the sort of top four or five that have won it.
Yeah.
Portsmouth.
Well, I think that's the difference. I mean, the top four or five have the deeper squads, don't they?
Mm. Mm. So it makes a very big difference.
Yeah. I see, if you look at Tottenham, they played the field. They had a couple of results that went against them. They've gone near to Fulham. You'd expect them to win. Kane scores a hat-trick. You know, but it's still a big competition for me.
Well, it is for Lincoln.
Needed a win.
Yeah, Lincoln as well. I saw them in the early rounds against Oldham. Fantastic. And the draw they got as well is brilliant. You know, they're watching that game tonight, hoping that Sutton don't win. And they go to Arsenal.
Yeah.
But you can see them going to Arsenal, presuming they're going to get through. And you can see Arsenal on a big pitch, you know. But listen, take nothing away from Lincoln. No. They've been brilliant. And the two boys that are in charge, the Cowley brothers, have been brilliant.
Mm. Did you hear the thing they did with Clive Woodward?
No.
On Radio 5. They went on Sunday morning, and they were brilliant. And apparently, when they were school teaching together, they studied him. They'd absolutely studied him and came on, and it was like, oh, you're fantastic, all that kind of stuff, and great. And he was starting to talk, Clive Woodward, and the two brothers were going, oh, yeah. And then you did this, and what about that one? And Clive Woodward could just sense, thinking, oh, my God, they're stalking me. But they obviously listened and they'd read his book, and they said, we kept your book. Because he said, because you can't learn enough, can you? And he said, we take stuff out of your book, even though you won the Rugby Union World Cup. And we try and use it with our players. It was good.
They knew more about Clive Woodward than Clive Woodward knew about himself. Fantastic. So just a quick word on that Arsenal game. With the fact that it's a plastic pitch, or a synthetic pitch, it suits Arsenal more than...
But, you know, I'm not sure about that. I'm really not sure. And bounce is a little bit funny, and it's... Just because they're good players, technically, it doesn't necessarily work.
No.
And the thing is, if you're Sutton, you're not going to go gung-ho, are you? You're used to playing on the pitch, and they've got the quick lad up front who used to be on Arsenal's books. You're going, you know what, 4-5, your man, get it up there and see what we can do.
The frame of mind that Arsenal are in coming back from that.
Well, it is. In the pitch, if the weather stays dry down there, the pitch, they're not going to water the pitch.
No.
Arsenal's, so it's going to be dry, it's going to be slow. Unlike Arsenal, and I don't care what you say, in your mind as well, if you're going there, they'll have to go in the dressing rooms. The dressing rooms are not what they're used to, the showers are not what they're used to. They're thinking, wow, do I want to be here?
They'll be getting clattered.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how the Arsenal
where's
players...
Where's my valet going? Yeah. Where is he? What's happening?
Pass the shampoo and all that, and the conditioner. Whoa. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right, just before we get our first callers on tonight, 0151 4720967, if you want to talk to the legends on this Monday evening. I know you probably touched on this on Thursday, Liverpool and Everton being out abroad. I'm sure you two have had many a trip mid-season as well. How hard is it? Out on those trips, is it different now to what it would have been in your day mid-season?
I have to say, our trips we'd be playing.
Yeah,
we'd go and play.
Yeah, didn't have time for a mid-season break.
No, we went to the Sudan. Yeah. We went to Khartoum of all places to go. You can imagine Sharpie's like, oh my! And I tell you what it was. It was the lady. She was Gynae at Liverpool. She's a massive fan, and she. She brought into this world four of the presidents of Sudan's babies.
Delivered my kids as well. I can't remember.
Come to me. Don't think about it. Right. Anyway, long story. And he said, Mrs. Francis.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite the... And her husband was a guy as well. Yeah. Said, I'm going to invite the team over, send the plane from... And he did. And it was kind of December time. And we went across and we stayed... Right on the Nile. It's where the two Nile, the white and the blue Nile, meet. Yeah. So he's a fantastic General Gordon and all that, Khartoum and kind of stuff. And they said, oh, we're having a buffet tonight on the banks of the Nile. Well, I kid you not. We came down for the buffet, and you couldn't see food for flies. And it's like, oh, this is not good. However, the British Embassy saved our lives for 4 days.
I don't think Everton would have had that trouble out in Dubai.
Listen, it's totally different to when we were there as players as well. But listen, I don't see any reason why they don't do that. Warm weather, Everton's by all accounts went very, very well. A bit of free time as well. I think the lads played golf or whatever. With the break they had in between the fixtures, it was a sensible thing to do. They played a game out there, a bounce game, against Eric Sven Jonexen's team. We weren't very good, but, you know, it was training and they worked hard. So, no, I'm all for it.
And Sutherland went in the freezing cold.
Oh, yeah, Moyes had him running around Central Park, didn't he? The other thing, didn't Tony Pulis just said to his lot, right, 6 days off, see you later? You don't know, do you? You have absolutely no idea.
And Manchester City are taking an extended break to come on because their game was postponed at the minute. They should have been playing United this coming week.
Oh, of course, EFL Cup final.
It's the Cup final for United, so City have got a 16-day break or something like that.
West Ham went to Dubai as well. Now, I could understand it a little bit, and Moisey and you, the punters, saying that and thinking, what's going on here? You're struggling big time. Why are you taking them here? I'd get them in every single week. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. You have to give them.
You lose them.
Yeah, you lose them.
Okay, let's head to the lines because we've got our first caller of the night. We're heading to Kirby and we're talking to an Evertonian. Phil is a Blue, I believe. Welcome to the Legends, Phil.
Hi, boys. What is it, Sharpie? I'm just. I don't hear any rumours. I mean, I would say a few years ago, about the Barcelona link with Koeman.
Yeah.
Is that at all?
Is it what? Sorry, Phil, what missed? Go on.
Is there any truth in it, I think he's saying?
Listen, you're never going to stop that. You know, rumours, whether it be the manager, players or whatever, you're never going to stop rumours. Listen, I don't know. He signed a three-year contract here. He's one of those guys who likes to see out contracts. So, listen, you can never tell. Is he the right man for the job? Only the Barcelona director would know that kind of thing. Listen, all we can do at this moment in time is concentrate on what he's doing for us. I think if he does well for us, he'll be linked to possibly the Barcelona job. For me personally, I think it might be too early.
I think Pochettino's got a better chance of going if he wants to and speaks the lingo and everything. Wasn't he at Espanyol? Which is the same city, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly,
so I think he's got a better chance than Koeman. Koeman never left a club after a year, has he?
No.
As a manager.
Yeah. Any players, though, Sharp? You know, we'll look at the squad now. Do you think any is anyone to come in the pre-season? Or?
Oh, yeah. I think Phil, he'll make a lot of changes in the summer as well. I think he's gone about in the last window, you know, getting rid of Oviedo, Gibson, McGeady's at Preston. He knows who will make way again in the summer, and he'll have targets to bring in. So I think he will be very active in the summer. Obviously, Alan touched on it at the beginning of the show about being linked with Schmeichel, the goalkeeper at Leicester. You know, I think that's an area where he'll look to strengthen, although Joel Roberts has done really well since he's come in. So he knows where he has to strengthen. You know, I'm looking at the Lukaku situation. He'll have to address that probably in the summer again, depending how Lukaku finishes the season. He's doing very well at this moment in time. If he scores another 16 goals, obviously he's going to be a flavour of the month and people will be after him. So listen, it's going to be a busy summer for Everton. Obviously people going out, and obviously people coming in as well. Hopefully we can keep Lukaku, but I think if he continues to score the amount of goals that he's doing at this moment in time, you know, the big boys will be circling.
Why do you think he's kept all the corny, though, Sharpie? Because even when we've been goals, he doesn't use them anyway.
No, probably can't get rid of him.
Exactly. Exactly. I think Phil, Mark's spot on there. You know, when we talked about it
good money
before the show. They're on good money. It's getting them out, you know. If he's got 2 years, I think his contract might be up in the summer, so I think they might have to wait till then. But at this moment in time, to get them out, you know, players have got the power where they say, well, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I've got this on my contract, I've got this on my contract. So it's difficult. People think it's easy to get players out of a club. It's not. You know, financially, it costs them an awful lot of money. So Coney's there. I don't think there's been many people interested in taking them on, maybe because of the wages situation. I don't actually know, but listen, he knows which ones he wants out the club in the summer, and he knows who to bring in.
Yeah, hopefully Klopp will come in for him in the summer.
Good luck with that one, yeah. Phil.
All right, Phil, thanks very much for calling tonight. Yeah. Your line's not great. That's Phil, who's a blue, in Kirby's line. Wasn't fantastic, but we got the gist of it in the end.
But Lionel's spot on there, Al, about players. You said before, you know, people think it's easy, get rid of this one, that one, this one, but the players have got all the power, and we talked about players wanting to play football, you know, when they're not playing in the first team and they don't and they're happy. To move them on, it's really difficult.
We don't know how far down the line he got on deadline day, because QPR had expressed an interest. QPR. And there was also a Spanish club, I understand, who were wanting to take him. But he wanted to stay in the Premier League, incredibly. And Sunderland came in late, which Sam Allardyce admitted to. They did try to do the
Palace
deal.
Palace, Sam
Allardyce. Came in late, and it didn't happen. That might have been a wages
issue. No, I think it was. I think it wasn't because Palace had already used their quota of loan players?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was,
They suck Sarko from Liverpool. Just a word on the game tonight. Arsenal's night has not started very well. News at 20-7, which only 5 minutes ago. Arsenal's night not started very well. Team coach is stuck in very heavy traffic, not due to arrive for some time. And the green lane is heaving already. So that won't do their preparations any favours.
No, but they surely have a police escort, don't they? Every time you see a team coach now, it's
It didn't help Man United in London a few seasons back. A couple of occasions.
Okay. That's all right, I get change on the bus.
Yeah. It might be more comfortable.
Exactly. It's got a loo on it and everything. Happy kitchen, microwave, chicken ding. Yeah. Happy days.
Just have to do it.
Okay, Lauro and Sharpie are here tonight. It's the Legends. It's Monday evening, of course, if you want to talk to them. 0151 4720 967.
Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock. It's the Legends on Monday evening. It's Alan Irwin in for Steve Hothersall. And we've got Mark Lawrenson in the studio with Graham Sharp. I suppose we're getting to the stage now, before we get our next callers on, we're two-thirds of the way through the season, heading into the final third of the season.
Yeah, and the 13 games left.
It's worth assessing where your club are and what you expect from them in the final third. Liverpool's aspirations may have changed.
If Liverpool are playing all top teams between now and the end of the season, they're going to get the Champions League. It's whether they kick on from that Tottenham result, because that was a little bit like the first 3 or 4 months of the season. And it's interesting because he's taken them to La Manga, hasn't he, Klopp? And he says it's like a pre-season in the middle of the season. Mm. Good luck with that one, Sharpie.
Mm, yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see at what level
when
they are.
When you get to this stage of the season, though, you know, surely you're fit and that's it. Huh. Because both managers who came in, though Klopp was here beforehand, but Ronald Koeman came in and complained about the fitness levels at Everton.
Every manager does, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because they operate differently, a different type of training regime.
He had tripled sessions, didn't he, pre-season? Yeah. Klopp. So, and yet, then you wonder when that whole January, and I know Mane was missing all that, then you just wonder whether actually they were dead beat.
Mm.
But then, correct me if I'm wrong, Sharpie, but they can test them, can't they?
Yeah.
You can test them. You literally test them the day before.
What zone you're in.
Mm. Yeah. The red zone. Yeah. If you're in the red zone, it's like, whoa.
It's all red and green zones now, isn't
it?
How unfit can you get? Can you get unfit at this stage of a campaign?
I wouldn't have thought so. If you're playing every match, I wouldn't have thought so. And the other thing is, they don't drink.
No.
Generally. The diets are unbelievable.
And everything's monitored now.
Everything's monitored. And they're always forever, the refueling and everything. I mean, it would be great to play from that point of view, wouldn't it?
The only thing that's different is match fitness, as we talked about before. Yeah. That's the only thing that you'd struggle.
Yeah.
If you hadn't played for 4 or 5 games, you'd find it. You'd get through it, don't get me wrong, but you'd find it a little bit tough at times.
Well, they don't want you to play for 4 or 5 days now, Graham. They want you to rest and play every other game.
I don't get it.
No, not that.
I really seriously. And the other thing is, you know, if you're in a good side and you're winning, you can play every day of the week.
Yeah.
I really can. But the problem is that they tell the players that they're tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop getting that
I did something in Anfield yesterday with Phil Neal and Alan Kennedy. Phil Neal, how many consecutive games? 417 consecutive.
Ah, that's because he never made a tackle, to be fair. He had one or two people around him and looked after him.
Yeah.
And Belly was running out the cop end anyway when the game was on. The doors were open.
0151 472 0967. If you want to talk to the Legends tonight, we've got plenty to debate, despite the fact that our sides haven't played at the weekend. And of course, we'll be looking forward to the games that are coming up
I suppose we'll do that in the Legends on Thursday, but Everton play Sunderland, of course, on Saturday afternoon. Liverpool have got to wait, haven't they, until...
Leicester.
It's a good job Leicester went out, otherwise...
By the way,
I think that game was getting moved as well.
What has gone wrong there?
Seville, is it Seville tomorrow or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
That is an unbelievable... That's the biggest story is in winning the Premier League last year. They are in big, big trouble.
One
going down.
Off the relegation zone, aren't they?
They could go.
It's not only that. If you saw the, I don't know if you saw the game at Swansea.
Yes.
You're looking at that as an expert and thinking, this smells a bit. You look at one or two of the players thinking, I'm on 45 grand a week. Am I bothered? Championship? Nah, I'll get another move.
That's right. When Odid, and listen, we all were singing the praises of Jamie Vardy last year as well, and quite rightly so. Fantastic the way he's gone from non-league all the way up. But to reward him with the contract that he did, you know, sometimes human nature...
Mahrez.
Sometimes human nature tells you, foot off the pedal, and as soon as that happens, you're in trouble.
And I think that the two centre-backs have been found out, haven't they? And whatever you say...
They look shot, don't they?
Older.
Captain Morgan, sponsored by Captain Morgan, you will be shot out. Well into it. And Kante's massive blow. Yeah. See how well he's done for Chelsea. Yeah. Seamless.
Yeah. And the owners giving them all a car, has that gone?
That's nothing. They can buy three cars a day. I don't think that's just like it. I think that comes along as a gesture. They're probably giving it the gardeners, haven't they, to be fair to them? Here you go, you're not paying you, but I've got you this car for 3 years.
And isn't Vardy having a film made of his life?
Oh, well, that's
mad. That's crazy. I listened to Snods on Saturday, and they were just touching on it. You know, listen, do your talking on the pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be times to do that. Come off it. A film about Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
Behave.
Why?
You know, and listen, he's in a situation now, and it's a second season syndrome for players.
Mm-hmm.
You get found out, you need to do something different. People know about you, they set up differently. Can you adapt to that? But I just think as a story, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the manager and all the plaudits he got last year. I'm looking at him to thinking...
He looks shot.
Yeah. Mm. I'm thinking, can he get them, shake them out of this? And
the other thing, Sharpie, Morgan, Huth, who else? Vardy. Scrappers. They were scrappers, weren't they? Because everybody looked at Morgan in the Championship. You know, head it, kick it.
Yeah.
Premier League, don't fancy him. Mm. And there might have been an argument he would never have got in the Premier League unless he was with a promoted team. No one would have taken a gamble. Mm. And as good as he was last year...
Yeah.
He looks like a walking wardrobe at the moment, trying to get around the pitch.
Yeah, it's got to be mental more than anything else, hasn't it? Right, let's head back to the lines. Heighton this time, I think we'll get a red on. We will indeed. Mm. Ian is waiting to talk to the legends. Good evening to you, Ian.
Hi, boys, you're right.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah. Just want to ask a question regarding... Klopp never really had couldn't figure out a plan B when it comes to teams sitting back on him. So just soaking up the pressure and it's on the break.
Yeah.
Why he couldn't figure out, possibly a big man up front.
Well, they sold him, didn't they? They sold Benteke and got the dough for him. And to be honest with you, they're probably quite right to sell him as well. But I'm with you. I mean, they are a striker short, whether you want to call him a big man, a target man, or whatever man. You've got to have a different way of playing. And if everybody knows about Liverpool and everybody knows how to play them. I mean, look at Plymouth against us in the two games, Wolves as well in the FA Cup game. So I'm with you, and I think in all honesty, I think a striker is an absolute priority, just to give you something different for next season.
Yeah, and that's obviously me. I'm saying as well as me. I couldn't figure out. But and there's another one as well, which puzzles me is that Chan. Don't you think he carries it too much?
Yeah, too many touches. If you said to that lad, right, I'm going to fine you every time you touch it more than £2, he won't get his wages at the end of the week. But just two touches for Chan, an absolute. I don't necessarily think that Henderson and Chan works, and I don't think you need to play those two players in there together. But I think he quite likes Chan. Chan's a decent player, is not. Doubt about that. He could play right back for you as well. You'd play on the right of a three if you wanted to play that way in terms of centre back. But I think he's just having one of those seasons where just too many touches. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing against teams that are 4-5-1, the more touches you have, the more seconds the team you're playing against have chances to just be reorganised and sit in and say, go on then, what are you going to do? Are you going to beat us?
Well, do you think the reason why I never signed anyone in January was because obviously he couldn't get the ones he wants, you have to wait for the summer.
Well,
I'm just thinking that he's going to, there's possibly not just one or two signings, there's going to be quite a few because
I'm not sure about lots and lots of signings, to be honest with you, but I think Klopp's of the opinion, which is, listen, unless they improve you and they're for the right money, what's the point? And I still honestly think we've got a chance of finishing in the top four. I really seriously do.
We've had loads of rest periods, haven't we? I mean, it's not like we've been playing loads.
We've had a rest period in the FA Cup.
We've had more rest periods than anyone. I mean, the lads should be sharp as anything. But, you know, and times we should be studdle. So you can't put it down to... All I'm saying is this current squad now, right, we've hit a bit of a blip. And it's not because we've been in loads of competitions. The rest periods we've been about plenty.
Yeah.
And we're still struggling now.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing is, I'm not being funny, City, United, Chelsea, Arsenal have got bigger squads. Yeah. And more depth. That's just not an argument. Yeah. We're probably there with Tottenham. But that does make a difference. But, I mean, you can't lose one player to the African Cup of Nations and actually bomb in the month, can you? Mm. What does that say?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's you know, it's just a thing. I mean, I don't know. I just think, you know...
I think looking from the outside, I look at it and I think you're spot on. I don't think the squad, and Matt's right there, I don't think the squad is big enough and good enough. You know, I think it... You know, there's a lot of young kids come in at times and people are saying, oh, these kids are going to be this. I'm not sure if they're ready for that yet. You know, I think some players, one in particular, look at Sturridge, you know, who I can't believe has gone from the top, the pinnacle, to where he is now, and he doesn't seem to be able to get a game. You know, and I just think that there's still a little bit, I think...
That's down to attitude, a little bit, but when I look
at Liverpool and I look at the beginning of the season, they were flying and they were going forward and the front part of the team was unbelievable, you know, and nobody could live with them. All they need is one or two to just hit a form where they're out of it, a little bit of bad form, and I don't think they've got the backup to come in and replace those players. So I think in terms of the squad, I think he will strengthen the squad. You know, but to what extent, I'm not sure.
And another thing is, Sharpie just touched on the kids. I'd say, you know, I mean, the publicity that Woodburn got for that goal against Leeds was mad. Not his fault, but it was two pages in the Daily Mail the next day. It's like, whoa, and his granddad's name is what? Mm. What on earth is all that about? So you've got to be very, very careful with the kids. Mm. Really serious. And I think of all those kids that they've got, I think the right back.
Yeah.
Arnold. I think he's got the best chance of all of them, really, because he's a proper athlete, that boy, as well. So if he makes a mistake, he's still got pace to recover. But you look at the others, they'll make a living in the game. Yeah. But at the moment, you'd look at all of them and think, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure.
No. Well, listen, thanks, boys. Thanks very much.
No worries. Yeah, thanks for your time tonight, Ian. Thanks for the call. Yeah. That's Ian, Liverpool fan in Highton, just giving his views on what's happening with the Reds. What's right? What's wrong? I'm sure you've got a view or two as well. 01514720967. Just waiting for the Arsenal team news to come.
I was just going to ask you, is the Arsenal bus actually in the car park? Yeah.
It has just arrived, so the team sheet should have been handed in.
They've got the kit on now.
5-8. You could just picture one of the players getting sent out the bus and scurrying down the road.
It will not be a player scurrying down the road.
That would have been good, wouldn't it?
It'd be one of the backroom staff, and it won't be Arsene either, or Baldy. No chance.
Indeed. We'll have
the kit man. It'll be the kit man.
Yeah,
probably will.
Vic, yeah.
Yeah, with his shorts on. He'll have his shirt. Vic Akers, good lad he is.
Down Gander Green Lane.
Yeah.
Okay, that game's due to kick off in just under an hour's time. Everton against Southampton in the under-23s is just underway. Looks like a good crowd inside Goodison Park. So
good.
If you want to have a look at that one online, then get on to evertonfc.com/under-23live. Right, it's Legends. It's Monday night. It's approaching 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. We'll be back with plenty more callers next.
Merseyside legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp.
It's the 16th.
51-472-0967. Red and blue. Banter and debate. The legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Sorry, just opening your mics a bit early there while you're shouting at Dave.
By the way, he needs shouting at
the fountain of knowledge, that man in there.
And the fountain's run dry.
Well, we were saying while we were in the break is that Everton under-23s are leading by a goal to nil, an early goal for Liam Walsh, so good start.
Listen, the good thing there as well, I think a decent crowd. You know, we talk about under 23 level, we're talking about, you know, the crowd isn't great and sometimes the standard. But listen, the Goodison, a decent crowd in there. You know, the boys will enjoy it. Boys will enjoy it.
And that Arsenal team news has filtered through to us. Ospina, a back four of Gabriel, Mustafi, Holding and Monreal, Elneny, Xhaka, Rennie, Adelaide, Lucas Perez, Iwobi and Walcott. Seven changes from the Bayern Munich debacle. So that's not the first.
Well, you can just... I've just got this mental picture already. The first corner free kick that Sutton get. You know, it's going right under the bar and they'd be smashing into a spinner, because I'm sure Sharpie would have been.
I don't know whether you caught the news on your way in that Mark Clattenburg is going to continue in his role until the end of the season.
That's good of him.
But I think he's been demoted, because this weekend he's been given West Brom and Bournemouth to take charge of. Is that a demotion, given the fact that he's off to Saudi Arabia? But it looks like he's...
Well, he complained about the that he got a bit of stick, didn't he, for his refereeing?
Yeah.
But I mean, well...
They all do.
He's an F3.
Yeah.
Do you think you reckon he's going to have a tattoo now, Saudi Arabia, on the arm when he goes?
I don't think he'll have West Brom Bournemouth as his last game in the Premier League. Right. Anyway, let's hear from you out there. Let's head to Warrington. We've got Brendan on the line. Brendan, you're a Blue, are you?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Legends.
Hi, Brendan.
Hiya.
Brendan, fire away.
What I want to say, Sharpie, what do you think of Everton's 2017 start right now?
What do I think of it? I think we're on a decent little run in terms of games without defeat. You know, listen, everybody knows how quickly form can change, but I just think at this moment in time, I think that the penny's dropped with some of the players. You know, in terms of it's a new manager come in, different ideas, different way of playing, different preparation. What he wants from his team is different to what they had under the previous manager. So I think slowly but surely he's getting his point across, and I think that the form has improved, but we still know that, you know, we've got some massive games between now and the end of the season that we have to be at our best at. We need to go to Liverpool. I think we've got to go to Tottenham. We've got to go to Arsenal maybe as well. So we've got big games coming up, but all they can do is keep picking up points. Our next couple of games are games we can win. Sunderland at home. But everybody expects
that should be a win, that.
Well, it should be, but Moisey coming back with all the ex-players as well, they'll have a point to prove, so that's not going to be as easy as what people think.
And Tottenham away after that.
And then Tottenham away, which will be a tough one.
That's
but
going to be a hard game,
Matt. Yeah, so, listen, it's been a decent start, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, and I was watching you when you were on Sky Sports, you know, for the Liverpool game.
Yeah.
And I was saying where you said Everton need to win this game after the result against Arsenal. And I think what Everton done, we haven't lost a Premier League game since Liverpool, haven't we? And, you were saying Everton just need to go out there and give 100%, obviously. And first half we did, but I think we knackered ourselves out, like, first half, and we just let Liverpool come out of second half.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Liverpool were the better of the second half, I thought. But that happens sometimes in games. And, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, the team are learning, you know, and I think... Yeah. I think they're looking forward, you know, to the games coming. As a player, listen, you want to go to Tottenham and play, you want to go to Liverpool and play, you want to go to the big games and play Manchester United away and play. So big games coming up. And listen, what you've got to do is, that, you know, we're just looking at the end of the season. If we can get a European spot, and by that it's the Europa League, I think that's a good start for Koeman. And then obviously you have to build on that in the summer and bring new players in and rejig the squad a little bit. But I think what he's doing, he's putting his mark on it, and it's a totally different approach to what the previous manager had.
Yeah, I think if United win it and get top four, then that go to seventh place then or something like the EFL Cup or the
FA Cup. I think so. Listen, we can only try and finish the season strongly, you know, and win the next game, and that's the most important one. Sunderland's the next one. Let's get 3 points and then take it from there.
Look, a different team at Goodison, don't you, at the moment?
Yeah, I know, the atmosphere, like I was saying a couple of weeks ago or months, that the atmosphere hasn't been good since, like, Moyes has gone, but I think since the City game, the atmosphere has been brilliant, obviously. Mm. And what annoyed me pretty much, like, when we drew on with Borough, Koeman and Everton shouldn't have opened their mouth about, oh yeah, we'll catch Liverpool, we'll catch United. They need to focus on every game, thinking, oh yeah, let's just try and stay in the same position.
Don't know whether it was Everton opening their mouth, Brendan, or the media.
Yeah, Brendan, the thing is as well. Listen, everybody will go to the game on Saturday and they'll sit back expecting Everton to win. David Moyes will come down and he'll have his side drilled, as we know all too well. He'll get men behind the ball and he'll leave Defoe up front and he'll say, let's frustrate them, get the crowd on their back, and then let's see if we can hit Defoe and punish them. So that is where you and the supporters have to get behind the team. We had a Liverpool fan on before who was saying the same thing. When teams come and sit behind them, you know, you've got to try and break them down. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm expecting on Saturday. I think it's going to be tough for us, but it's important that supporters get behind the team as well.
You might have Victor. Victor might be back.
No, he's injured, isn't he?
I think he's still injured.
Yeah. Oh, he's still injured. I thought I'd read somewhere he's coming back.
Just the other five ex-Evertonians.
He probably doesn't want to run around Central Park, does he? It's where they are now.
Yeah. Is that Calvert-Lewin back yet, or...?
I think he's been back training in Dubai. I don't think he'll be ready for the weekend.
Yeah, what do you think of Schneiderlin and Lookman?
I've been very impressed with Schneiderlin. I think that didn't know an awful lot about him in terms of seeing a lot of games he'd played, but I think he's fitted in very, very well. I think the young boy, Ademola Lookman, looks the part, but he looks a young boy when you look at the physicality of the Premier League as well. But the boy has got ability, he's got fantastic skill. So, fingers crossed, he can produce a good...
Great stuff, I think Brendan. Schneiderlin's a player, isn't he?
Yeah.
He could have sat at Man United on his contract. You think he just wants to play.
Like you were saying before, Sharpie, we all know that Sunderland, they need the points now, because, you know, after that result against Southampton, they need the points. So, Everton need to try and counter them, get on a counter or something and feed it into Lukaku. Is he fair enough for the game?
I think he'll be okay.
Great stuff, good Brendan. Up. Thanks Cheers. Very much for your call.
Cheers, pal. Thank you.
Brendan in Warrington with a view on almost every Everton.
That's a bit harsh.
No, I'm very, very... appreciative of
Schneiderlin, as Mark said as well. He's decent.
Looks a good player, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got everything.
And real competition for places now with Idrissa Gueye and Tom Davis trying to command a regular spot.
Well, you talk about Idrissa Gueye and everybody's seen how well he was, and you know he was a player of the year.
Not a guaranteed start.
He can again,
good.
Well, it's strange how
what you want.
Goes,
yeah, of course.
The under-23s are still leading by a goal to nil against Southampton at Goodison Park, and all the senior staff are there by the looks of it from what we've seen online so far. So you'd expect that anyway with such a big game.
Apart from Sharpie.
Yeah.
I'm busy working here, aren't I? Yeah. As soon as this is finished, I'm in the Carnham Street.
Wirral.
Yeah.
Online, that's where it would be. Okay, 0151 472 0967 is the number to call if you want to talk to Mark Lawrenson, who's in for Aldo today. I'm sure Aldo's back on Thursday, but we'll check. You haven't been called. You're back Thursday?
I'm back by unpopular demand on Thursday.
There you are. So if you want to talk to Lotto on Thursday, he's here in the hot seat for... Aldo, who's must be
away.
A 2 week break. I don't know. Yeah. Some holidays. And how many Sharpies missed this season? Two, is
ever,
it?
Ever. Yeah. Apparently, ever, he's only missed three.
I can't afford to go on holidays at Aldo.
It's a bar bill.
Yeah.
Right, well, Liverpool don't play until Monday. That's probably why we're waiting for a Liverpool caller to come on.
So that's against Leicester,
who haven't scored in the Premier League since New Year's Eve, not scored this year. In the Premier League.
Kiss of death.
But also, if Leicester had drawn in the Cup, the game was off, wasn't it?
There were some murmurings. We've got to play it Saturday at 12:30. But originally, I'd heard it was going to be off. But I think they'd come to some arrangement where it was going to be brought forward to the Saturday. But anyway, Leicester got knocked out late on at Millwall. So.
That was the scene of the wonder goal, wasn't it, last year? Vardy.
Yes.
Goal that was.
But again, we talked about them before. You see Liverpool going in... I can't see anything but a Liverpool victory there. I know we'll talk about it Thursday, but we talk about Leicester again. I just think they are going in, Laurel. You're three to go down. Three to go down in the Premier League.
In the Premier League?
Yeah.
Who's at the bottom now?
Sunderland,
Palace and Hull.
I think Hull will go, even though he's had a really good turn of fortune under Silva. I think Sunderland will go.
Leicester are one point above the drop zone.
I would go Leicester. And Middlesbrough would be all right. Place for a draw at home, maybe all right.
Only 2 points above
from bottom.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, I just can't. Well, I can't see Leicester getting out of it. No. I think they might get panned on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
In Seville. Seville.
Yeah.
Swansea safe.
Yeah.
Well, not safe yet, obviously.
No, but I think there's a nice feel about Swans, isn't there? I think he's done all right, Clement and stuff. Yeah. And
I just think that, you know, Swans, I agree with Swansea.
They're six, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think Hull, I think the lads have done a really good job there.
Job.
A fabulous job there. And I think, you know, the momentum going into the last bit, you think, well, they may just pull out. Middlesbrough's problem for me, having watched them the other week, is they can't score goals.
And cross the halfway line.
Yeah, they can't score goals. And the big boy up front, who was...
Negredo.
Handful, but they don't get support up to him. They don't get support. He'll win his own head and he'll chase his own flick on.
I thought he was priced.
Yeah. He was looking for that, wasn't he, at Middlesbrough?
Yeah. What about take the corners and head him?
Yeah.
He's a strange signing for them. Gestead.
Yeah.
Scoring the championship.
Yeah.
What about Bournemouth? There's always one that slips into the mire.
They've leaking all the goals as well, aren't they? But then you think...
6 points from safety at the moment.
Well, they've got goals in them, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
So that they will win a few games, I would have thought.
But I suppose you've got to look at the fixtures and see out of the top six or seven who they've
got to play.
So that would be something to have a look at over the course of the next few weeks. But I think Sunderland will be firmly rooted to the bottom after they've been to Goodison Park at the weekend.
Listen, but I'll tell you what, Moisey will have it in himself. He will think... I'm getting out of this. I'm telling you, his mindset, although he's said things about the players and everything else, his mindset, well, we'll still be able to get over here.
And actually, their last away game, they won 4-0, didn't they, at Palace, and then went and lost 4-0 at home to Southampton.
Well, the game before, they drew 0-0 against Tottenham and could have nicked, could have nicked the game.
So they might have a bit more belief and solidarity about them now, especially after a bonding trip in the freezing cold of Central Park, as we've mentioned. So we'll see.
6.5 miles around there. Central Park.
Well, you could do Birkenhead Park. It's just as good.
I don't think there's been too many smiling faces on the trip to New York.
No.
or Birkenhead Park, for that matter. Right. What about Arsene Wenger? Is he on the brink of the if something goes wrong?
I think he goes. No, I think he goes at the end of the season. Alan, to be honest with you. I think that's it. It's just come to a natural end, hasn't it? And I can't believe some of the stuff that's been written about him, to be honest with you. He's been fantastic for the Premier League. When you think the teams that he's had, the players who he's really seriously improved, the way that he's played his football. And all right, everyone says, well, you know, he's only been kept in the job because of the shareholders, etc. He moved the ground.
Yeah.
And he makes some £50 million a year. What he can't complain about now is because in his early years, especially in the last few years, he's had Chelsea come through with the money, City with the money, Manchester United have always had that money, but Arsenal spent big lately when you look at some of those signings, so he can't complain about that. But yeah, he's built a statue for him.
Okay, and let's just head to Melling. Not for the racing. Kevin the Red is on the line. Kevin, you are a Red, aren't you?
I am indeed.
On the Belling Road.
Again, boys.
On the Belling Road or somewhere.
Yeah. That's it. Mark, Adam Lallana are going to get a new contract this week. Do you watch him? You'd be glad to see him again for another few years, or...
Yeah, but
he's got off the boil a bit, really. The last few games, he's gone back to...
He's had a good season, though. You've got to... It's like anything, isn't it? It's a bit like when... You know, all the defeats in January, at the start of the season, Liverpool was, the outcome was to try and finish in the Champions League spot, isn't it? And it still, I think they've still got a chance for that. I think Lallana's been good this season. And, you know, it doesn't matter that he's got a four-year contract or a five-year contract or whatever it is, because the club are also protecting themselves just in case somebody even bigger comes in to take him away. But I like Lallana. I think this season, especially the first 4 or 5 months, we've probably seen the person we originally thought we bought from Southampton. I think he's a very, very good player. And he's not blessed with an abundance of pace, but he's got a very good brain. He's two-footed. I like to see him play more in midfield because he's got a bit of guile about him as well and sees a pass and stuff. No, I think he's done really well.
Yeah, you still there, Kev? No,
he's gone.
Kevin has disappeared.
I think I've sent him to sleep, to be honest with you.
He obviously wasn't impressed with your views about Adam Lallana. I was, Lotto. I think you're absolutely spot on. I think he's been
a player, isn't he?
Effervescent footballer, isn't he?
You might argue he's been the best English player in the league. Try and think of anyone else.
Actually, wasn't he voted that recently?
Oh, just sorry, no, I didn't. I really didn't know that. Dele Alli, not bad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a bad shout.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Leicester's fixtures here. Liverpool at home, Hull at home, Arsenal away.
They're the next three fixtures.
Yeah, next three. Yeah, obviously Sevilla and well, but
they may well be in the bottom three by then because they're only a point above Hull, who are third from bottom. So an interesting weekend of fixtures then, coming up. Alone.
Then they've got West Ham away, Stoke at home, Sunderland at home, Everton away, Crystal Palace away, Tottenham home, West Bromwich Albion away, I think.
Not too many bottom teams amongst them,
no. No, so it could be tricky for Leicester if they don't get their act together pretty soon. Yeah. Well, we've only got just on a minute left, so it's absolutely flown by. Sorry you had to lose you, Kev. I don't know what happened to your line there, but thanks for making the call anyway. If you want to talk to the Legends again, of course, they're back on Thursday, and it is Loro and Sharpie here in the studio. 0151 472 0967 is the number to call. We'll be looking forward on Thursday, one would think, to the games at the weekend, although we've touched on them already.
We might be talking about a cup upset, Sutton beating Arsenal.
Might be talking about a non-league team being in the semi-final of the FA Cup, which would be an historic event. So.
Sutton-Lincoln.
Yeah.
So one of them would play at Wembley.
Yeah,
semi-final.
Yeah, of course.
How good is that?
Brilliant.
Great as well in terms of the money for all the guys who put the money.
Yeah, there is that, of course, the prize money and the TV revenue as well.
Well, the manager put the pitch in, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Sharpie. Thank you, Mark Lawrenson. I'm sure Steve will be back on... well, he's not back until Monday, I think. Mick Coyle's going to be in this hot seat on Thursday.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it's all change. Thank you very much from myself, Alan Irwin. Thanks for your company this evening. The Legends, of course, returns on Thursday.